It is a well-established fact that most people are quite weird. It's a reassuring fact to think on. All the normal people are just lying. People who tell you that they are normal are, almost by definition, far weirder than anyone else. Another reassuring fact about life is that most people are irresistibly attracted to shiny objects, not just toddlers or kittens, but even tax inspectors find it almost impossible to pass a reflective surface without pause. Robert was no exception to these rules, as he found himself watching a woman with an exceptionally shiny chest. To clarify, Robert was sat on a bus opposite a woman whose bust was bristling with medals. Robert would have looked closer, but she was a woman, and staring at her chest might not be appreciated. Dangerous even, as if the medals were genuine, then she probably had combat skills, and almost certainly could snap Robert like a dry twig. And enjoy doing it. These days, when he visited London, Robert went by bus, never by the tube. After an unfortunate incident with a troll, which, if you don't know about already, please go back to the beginning of the trilogy, seriously, we don't have time now. After his unfortunate incident with a troll, Robert decided it was probably safest to never set foot in a tube compartment ever again. The woman whose chest shined seemed perturbed, perhaps unnerved by the day, as they were on this bus on a particularly cold Remembrance Sunday. The service at the cenotaph was long over, and many medals had been on the streets that day, but none so young, and few on a woman or few women with so many. But maybe she wasn't just contemplating past battles. Yes, it seemed to Robert her perturbation was more of a modern, everyday sort. She was looking down at her medals, obviously worried, as if she'd lost something. And he could see there was a gap in the line, a gap in the line of medals on her stop-staring chest. She was looking around on the floor now, checking under the seat, actively worrying, not hiding her search. Robert was about to say something, to offer help, but then he caught a whiff of her perfume, and his heart skipped a beat or two. No, not a normal perfume. A smell he knew well, a smell he thought he would never smell again, a smell alive and fresh and vital. It was the smell of bakering in the morning, as musk. And so, instead of offering her assistance, when she got off the bus, Robert instead decided to follow her. Which, when you look at it, is pretty weird.